From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A powerful bomb exploded Monday in a hospital complex in southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta, killing more than 50 people and wounding at least 60. Officials say a bomb disposal squad has confirmed that the attack was carried out by a suicide bomber. The explosion in the Baluchistan provincial capital came up as 200 people had gathered at the civil hospital after the fatal shooting of a senior local lawyer. However, there's no immediate claim of responsibility for either the blast or the shooting of the lawyer. Video footage showed bodies strewn on the ground, some still smoking, among pools of blood and shattered glass, as shock survivors cried and comforted one another. You can read more details at voanews.com. Rebels breached the Syrian government siege on opposition neighborhoods in the city of Aleppo, opening a corridor in the south and marking a major military breakthrough. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunes tells VOA the rebel advance in Aleppo are crucial.
Whether this is just a temporary setback for the Syrian regime or a sign of a turn of the tide, they are no doubt going to continue to unleash heavy air power, which, as we have seen over the past nearly 5 years, has led to huge numbers of civilian casualties.
Delta Airlines said a major system-wide network outage Monday had delayed flights worldwide, and technicians are working to resolve the computer problem as soon as possible. Flights scheduled for departure were not taking off, but those already in the air were operating normally. This is VOA News.